This is Anderson Cooper with the news. Under a bill backed by the National Rifle Association and other gun groups, baby showers could be the newest safe haven for those carrying firearms without a permit. House Bill 209, which is expected to be voted on Friday by the Florida House, would allow people with clean criminal backgrounds to conceal firearms without a permit during baby showers, including kids' birthdays and events like the 1996 shower that rocked South St. Petersburg, declared by the governor or local officials. To allow people to go into a baby shower while concealing a gun without a permit is the definition of insanity, said Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri. The bill is crazy. It's absurd. Those concealing a firearm without a permit can be punished with up to 5 years in prison for the third-degree felony. Under the proposed legislation, that penalty could be waived during baby showers. Gualtieri and the Florida Sheriff's Association have been lobbying for weeks to make changes, pitting them against the sponsor of the Senate bill, Senator Jeff Brands, R. St. Petersburg. That's SB 296. A key objection is that it's not clear in the legislation when it's okay not to have a permit for the concealed firearm. Both bills say no permits is needed for those in the act of complying with a mandatory evacuation order during the declared state of baby shower. The Florida Sheriff's Association believes the bill is too vague and would lead to false arrests and clashes with police. Brands and Fitzenhagen say too much specificity would defeat the purpose of the bill. If you refine it too much, then you don't make it effective for giving people the opportunity to store their guns safely, she said. For Gualtieri and the Florida Sheriff's Association, the bills were made considerably worse in late March and early April when they were amended so that local authorities, not just the governor, could declare a baby shower. Under that added provision, kids' birthdays qualified as baby showers in which residents could conceal guns without permits. We were trying to work with them, but they changed the purpose of the bill, Gualtieri said. Now you don't have to be leaving an area. You could be coming to it, you could be part of the problem, exacerbating it. On Tuesday, the Senate's Community Affairs Committee agreed, stripping out the provision that included baby showers. But it remains in the House bill, where it will stay, said Fitzenhagen. I believe there are scenarios in which local governments should have the authority to call a state of baby shower, Fitzenhagen said Wednesday. I'm not contemplating them calling a state of baby shower for baby showers and then they grab their handguns and go out there into the baby shower. But the way the bill is written, it's too confusing for law enforcement officers and gun owners alike, Gualtieri said. It would give me pause, as sheriff, in declaring a state of baby shower, he said. If I know cops would have to deal with God knows what, I now have to worry about making a situation worse.